Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
It is Friday. The Friday of a week that none of us will forget. Many have said the shocking scenes of violent rioters attacking the US Capitol will go down as one of the darkest days of the country's history.
You almost think that the album by Jamiroquai, Emergency on Planet Earth, would be the soundtrack to this, given the name. But it all started when US President Donald Trump had been speaking at a rally, claiming falsely that the election had been stolen. He even asked his supporters to march towards the Capitol in protest during a rally.
However, his strategy to block the peaceful transfer of power has seemingly backfired on him, with four people dead, a slew of staff resignations, his own Republican Party turning on him, and Facebook, as well as Twitter, locking his accounts.
Well, they were not to be stopped. Congress successfully reconvened after the violence and officially certified Joe Biden's election win. And even though there are just days to go until the end of his presidency, there are now calls for Donald Trump to be removed from office through the 25th Amendment. Here's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
The President of the United States incited an armed insurrection against America. The gleeful desecration of the U.S. Capitol, which is the temple of our American democracy, and the violence targeting Congress are horrors that will forever stain our nation's history, instigated by the President of the United States. That's why it's such a stain. In calling for this seditious act, the President has committed an unspeakable assault on our nation and our people. I join the Senate Democratic leader in calling on the Vice President to remove this President by immediately invoking the 25th Amendment.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi there. Meanwhile, an ugly undertone has also risen from the attack on the Capitol, which is the differences in the way the police reacted to the white rioters compared to the peaceful Black Lives Matter protesters in the summer. Here's President-elect Joe Biden.
No one can tell me that if had been a group of Black Lives Matter protesting yesterday, they wouldn't have been treated very, very differently than the mob of thugs that stormed the Capitol. We all know that's true, and it is unacceptable, totally unacceptable. The American people saw it in plain view, and I hope it sensitized them to what we have to do.
President-elect Joe Biden highlighting how differently things might have gone if the protesters were black. It was something we were talking about yesterday morning as well, the whole idea of white privilege in that sense. Let's get some analysis from a good friend of ours, Steve Okun, senior advisor, McLarty Associates. He's, of course, served in the administration of President Bill Clinton as deputy general counsel at the U.S. Department of Transportation. Steve, good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm okay. A mix of anger and optimism, I guess.
Steve, Washington was your home for a number of years. What was your reaction initially when you saw this?
Well, you know, it was very personal. I've been in the Capitol, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of times. I interned for my congressman when I was in college. I've been in the Congress for the State of the Union and for inaugurations and for, you know, countless hearings. And so to see the desecration occurring by these, you know, terrorists, as they were invading the Capitol, was just it just was so much anger that was there and remained. And, you know, and to see them not only, you know, go in and, you know, you talk about the police later, but then they come out and they're, you know, brandishing things they stole from the Capitol and they still don't get arrested. And so it's going to take a long time to figure out a lot of what happened yesterday. But I do have a bit of hope that we've now really, really hit bottom and can turn this around as a country and come together.
Yeah, speaking of which, of course, Steve, and we heard it just then from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, growing calls for the 25th Amendment to be invoked. With under 2 weeks until the presidency of Donald Trump ends, how likely do you think this 25th Amendment business is? Would VP Pence agree to it?
Well, it's possible, but it's not going to solve the problem for the 13 days because, okay, so historically, the 25th Amendment came into being after the assassination of John Kennedy. And there was a question of what would have happened if a president were brain dead and there was no way to pass his power to the vice president. How do you fix that situation? And so that's kind of we've only had this from 1965 or so. So really at the kind of the aftermath of the Kennedy assassination, there is a provision provision in there that if the president is mentally unwell, half of the cabinet and the vice president can take his power from him. But then the president can say, no, you can't. And then he gets it back. And then it has to go to Congress. So it takes time for the 25th Amendment to play out if Trump were to fight it. So it's not a realistic way to keep him from power for the next 13 days.
Just want to highlight also, and it's interesting the timing of this, on eBay there was a listing titled House of Representatives Speaker Podium. So it's true that there was this listing on eBay. I mean, you know, people were taking away stuff, right? But they're still trying to determine whether it was an actual podium or not. It does look like it. There was a photograph of a man taking it away, and that just goes to the kind of vandalism that happened yesterday. Having said all that, Steve, don't you think President Trump's pretty much destroyed his entire strategy, you know, with claims that the whole election was stolen from him? I mean, it's just probably the worst day in his presidency.
Oh, it may be the worst day of anybody's presidency and in our history. Now, he was on a path of destroying his ability to influence the party over the last couple months since he lost. So you could see this coming. This has accelerated it beyond belief of what his influence is going to be. What the Congress could do is they could impeach him for a second time. And then the Senate would likely convict him this time. And then the Senate could ban him from ever running from office again. So I think that would be, in a way, the more interesting opportunity to ensure that Donald Trump can never be a part of American government again, although he clearly is going to maintain some of his base and influence. But that is going to diminish much faster over time than, you know, we had anticipated. I wrote about this on Monday in the Straits Times, saying that Trump was going to have a post-presidency that was going to diminish his ability to influence. This has just accelerated that beyond recognition of what we'd have seen before yesterday's events.
Well, his spokeswoman said that the president and his aides condemned the rioters. And in a statement, Trump said he will agree to an orderly transfer of power. Over the 4 years that we've seen him play out as president, he seems to say one thing and then do another. On that basis, could we see more conflict?
Well, we could see more conflict through his followers, but I don't think that's going to happen, only because finally the security will be so tight around the Capitol, and it's even getting tight around state capitals now, that it will be prevented, unlike it happening next time. Now, Trump doesn't have, he's done. He's done in you know, on January 20th. So he can say, I'm going to agree or disagree. It doesn't matter. It never mattered before. He's not president. The Constitution doesn't allow it, and he can't do anything to stay there. So there will be a transfer of power. It's not going to be orderly, because he's already been fighting the orderly transfer since he lost the election on November 3rd. But I do think what you're going to see more orderly of is Democrats and Republicans working together in the Senate, less so in the House, but you may even come there. And there's prices to be paid for this. People are losing their jobs. Senator Hawley, who instigated these objections in the Senate, he lost a book deal. He's going to lose a lot more than that going forward. So this isn't just, it is going to backfire on lots of people.
We might have a bigger problem in the U.S. with all the criticism that it was a display of white privilege, for example, policemen taking selfies or letting rioters in, the rioters mostly white as well. Joe Biden's comments highlighting the Black Lives Matter movement. I mean, real change has to come, but we're talking about an entire police force here.
Well, if people don't recognize that there's white privilege and a systemic racism in the U.S. before, you know, yesterday, they better recognize it now, because there's no question that these, you know, criminals, terrorists, thugs, Nazis, you know, whatever, you know, who made up that group yesterday, that they weren't treated the way that peaceful protesters were treated by President Trump when it came to Black Lives Matters or other protests that you've seen. So in part of my optimism is maybe this is going to speed up the racial justice that is so much more in need in the United States now. So maybe some good things will come out of yesterday's tragedy, including, you know, 4 lost lives.
Yeah, it really is tragic. You realize that there were fatalities in this. It wasn't just a protest. It just went too far. Joe Biden has, though, officially been certified as the winner of the election, Steve, and the Democrats have also won a slim margin in Congress. So what challenges will the new administration have in uniting the states?
the U.S. was hyper-partisan before Donald Trump, and he's just has made it even worse. But this may be a way to swing back and get some things done. We need to come back together as a country. Everybody recognizes this, you know, to address COVID and on the pandemic. We need to do more when it comes to the vaccine rollout. We need to do more to protect the economy. We need to do more for the frontline workers. We need to do more to make sure that we come out of this with a better health system in place. And so there is so much agreement in Washington now, and that you can take Trump out of the picture. You bring Biden in. You have a Republican Senate that is no longer in control. And so there's an opportunity to get some things done and done quickly that could put the country on a better trajectory. But it's going to take time to heal the United States internally and also to bring the United States back with the world as well. I mean, we, the United States, have taken a huge hit globally as a result of this.
We've been speaking with Steve Okun, senior advisor of McLaughlin Associates. He's also served in the administration of former President Bill Clinton as deputy general counsel at the U.S. Department of Transportation. Steve, we know this wasn't easy for you, but we really appreciate your time. Take care and stay safe.
You too. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.